The Osgood Files, sponsored by Welch's 100% Grape Juice and by the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 Acoustic Noise Canceling Headphones. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's something about thinking you're too fat that clouds common sense. You start believing that the extra weight has nothing to do with the burritos you've been eating. You begin wearing clothes that are too tight, and finally, you hear voices. But it's okay now. The government is going to stop the insanity. More after this from Charlie. The Federal Trade Commission is fining the marketers of four weight loss pills $25 million for falsely stating that their pills can do everything from making fat disappear to reducing the risk of cancer. One of the naughty products is Trim Spa, made famous by Anna Nicole Smith, who apparently, and I base this on the pictures on the Trim Spa website, once looked like an inflatable yard decoration. But now, she is the reason Viagra is so popular among the elderly, and all because of Trim Spa, which, according to the website, contains Hoodia, the favorite herbal appetite suppressant of the Bushmen of South Africa, who allegedly have been using it for thousands of years to ward off hunger during the hunt, which is why women figure it'll stop them from eating. Except the South African Bushmen are running after their food while they take this. Now, if the Hoodia works by making fat people run after their food, it's probably fine. Based on the before pictures of Anna Nicole, I believe that the food was running after her, and that when it got there, she ate it. In any case, FTC Chairman Deborah Platt-Majoras says from now on, the companies that market these products will have to stop lying. However, the FTC will allow the diet pills in question to remain on the shelves. I'm guessing it's because if useless diet pills are outlawed, only outlaws would waste their money on them. And we punish our outlaws enough as it is. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, January 5th, 2007.